Well, we begin today with the news that an attorney who represents former government contractor Edward Snowden says she was detained and questioned by Heathrow Airport Border Force in London while going through customs. Jessalyn Radack was traveling, along with former NSA whistleblower Thomas Drake, to meet with Julian Assange at the Ecuadorian embassy. Yesterday, Radack tweeted after her experience saying, "I'm fine. Heathrow's Border Force was just trying to intimidate me. Who is Edward Snowden? Do you know him? Where is Bradley Manning?" To talk about what happened exactly, I was joined earlier by Jessalyn Radack herself from London, and I first asked her to tell me about what that experience was like.
Yeah, I mean, everyone has to go through customs. I get that. And usually you get the same questions about where are you going? Where are you staying? How many days will you be here? And that sort of thing. But I was directed to a specific booth at what is called Border Force, which is, I guess, a name they use for customs at Heathrow. And I was initially asked why I was there, and I said to see friends, and they said, "Who?" And I said, "Well, the people in Sam Adams Associates," which is an American organization, which is usually the kind of answer that I give on the last 15 international trips I've been on. And then they wanted to know who was in that group, so I named some names. And then they did at one point, I mean, they did look at the passport enough to see that I had two Russian visas in there, and wanted to know why I had gone to Russia twice in the past 3 months. And I said that I had a client there. And they asked who, and I said that it was Edward Snowden. And this is where it got really weird, even weirder, I should say. They said, "Who is Edward Snowden?" And that just felt very strange.
And I want to ask you about that.
A whistleblower and a filee.
Mm-hmm. That was extremely peculiar.
I don't know. I mean, who on the... Yes, very peculiar. Who on the planet doesn't know who Edward Snowden is? But, I mean, my answer was just very factual. He's a whistleblower, and he's an asylee. And then after that, they asked me if I represented Bradley Manning. They brought up these names, not me. They asked if I represented Bradley Manning, and I said no. And then he did that same peculiar question, "Who is Bradley Manning?" And I said, "A whistleblower," which legally he is. And then the man asked, "Where is Bradley Manning?" As if he didn't know. And I said, "In jail." And he said, "Yes, he's a criminal," or something to that effect. I mean, it was to make me feel like, okay, these people are not whistleblowers. They're criminals. I don't know. It was very, finally, I just said, "Look, I'm a human rights attorney." And I was allowed to eventually go through. But it was just a very strange line of questioning and completely inappropriate to be asking about privileged attorney-client relationships. It is public that I am one of the attorneys representing Ed Snowden. However, normally, the fact of representation is something that can only be revealed with the client's permission. So the fact that he's asking about who my clientele is and about my specific attorney-client privileged work matters is inappropriate.